Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Practical Anger Management for Explosive Parents Break the Cycle of Yelling. Stay Calm Under Pressure and Build a Peaceful Home by Ellie Anderson is a self-help parenting guide focused on anger regulation, communication, and family stability. Positioned within the parenting and emotional wellness category, it addresses a common but often stigmatized problem parents who react with yelling, lose control under stress, and then feel stuck in guilt and frustration. The book presents anger not as a personal failure, but as a signal that something is overloaded and needs attention. Its purpose is practical rather than theoretical, offering tools that can be used in real time when tension rises at home, based on the available descriptions. The book aims to help mothers and fathers recognize early warning signs, interrupt escalation, respond more deliberately, and repair relationships after conflict. In that sense, it is less about idealized calm and more about creating repeatable habits that reduce conflict and support a more emotionally secure household. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a practical anger management system built for everyday parenting pressure. The central value of this book is that it frames anger management as a set of usable parenting skills rather than a moral lesson. The available descriptions emphasize tools, techniques, and real-time de-escalation methods designed for moments when a parent is already overwhelmed. That matters because explosive anger usually does not happen in a quiet, reflective state. It happens during noise, disobedience, fatigue, and sensory overload. A practical system has to work inside those conditions. The book appears to focus on how parents can interrupt the escalation process early instead of trying to reason themselves calm after they are already flooded. That makes the book distinctive within its category, because many parenting books speak in broad terms about patience, while this one is organized around immediate action. The emphasis on practical application also suggests it is intended for readers who need concrete steps they can return to during recurring household conflicts. Secondly, reframing anger as a signal instead of treating it as the enemy. One of the book's most important conceptual moves is its treatment of anger as information. Rather than presenting anger as something to suppress or defeat, the book positions it as a signal that something inside the parent needs attention. This reframing is useful because parents who believe anger is proof they are bad people often become trapped in shame, which can intensify reactivity and reduce self-control. By contrast, if anger is understood as a warning sign, the parent can begin asking what is driving the reaction: exhaustion, overstimulation, unmet needs, resentment, or a sense of losing control. That shift changes the goal from punishment of the emotion to interpretation of the emotional state. In practical terms, this helps readers move from self-blame to self-observation. The book's likely strength is that it normalizes the fact that anger is part of parenting stress while still insisting that shouting and escalation are modifiable behaviors. That balance makes the framework more usable than approaches that rely only on reassurance or only on discipline. Thirdly, recognizing physical and mental triggers before yelling starts. The search results indicate that the book teaches parents to recognize physical signals that come before yelling and to understand their triggers more clearly. This is a crucial skill because anger escalation often begins in the body before it becomes obvious in speech. Tightness, heat, racing thoughts, a clenched jaw, or a sense of pressure can all serve as early markers that the parent is approaching overload. If those cues are ignored, the response tends to become automatic and more difficult to reverse. The book's focus on trigger awareness likely helps readers connect emotional episodes to patterns such as sleep deprivation, constant interruptions, conflict with children, or accumulated stress from the day. That kind of mapping is especially important in parenting because the same situation can feel manageable one day and explosive the next, depending on the parent's reserve. By teaching recognition earlier in the chain of reaction, the book gives readers a chance to intervene before they reach the point of yelling. This preventive angle is more effective than advice that only addresses what to do after a blow-up has already happened. Fourthly, communication control, boundaries, and conflict without escalation. Another major theme is communication control, meaning the ability to set limits and address conflict without slipping into yelling. This is important because many parenting anger problems are not only about emotion, but about how authority is expressed. Parents need to correct behavior, enforce routines, and protect boundaries, yet these tasks can easily become power struggles if the interaction is driven by frustration rather than clarity. The book appears to offer methods for speaking more deliberately under pressure, which likely includes slowing down reactions, choosing more effective wording, and avoiding patterns that intensify resistance. That makes the book more useful than generic anger advice, because it stays tied to the realities of family discipline. Strong communication in this context is not about being permissive or endlessly calm. It is about maintaining control of tone and purpose while still being firm. The practical aim is to reduce the emotional cost of conflict so that rules can be enforced without damaging the parent-child relationship or turning daily corrections into repeated battles. Lastly, repairing guilt cycles and rebuilding connection after conflict, the book also appears to address what happens after the yelling episode, which is a major issue in families affected by chronic anger. Parents often move from rage to shame, then to promises to do better, and then back into the same pattern when stress returns. That cycle can be more damaging over time than a single outburst because it erodes confidence and makes change feel impossible. By focusing on recovery and repair, the book acknowledges that progress is not only about preventing every mistake, but also about responding constructively when control is lost. This is a realistic emphasis because families do not need perfection. They need a better pattern over time. Repair may involve accountability, reconnection, and restoring trust after conflict. The broader implication is that parental anger management is relational work, not just self-regulation work. Children are affected by how parents return after conflict as much as by the conflict itself. In that sense, the book offers a path away from guilt and towards steadier family functioning, which helps explain its appeal to overwhelmed parents looking for a workable reset. In conclusion, Practical Anger Management for Explosive Parents is best suited to mothers and fathers who recognize that yelling has become a pattern but want a concrete, non-judgmental way to change it. It is also relevant for co-parents and caregivers who need a calmer home environment without being told to simply be more patient. The main benefit of the book is its emphasis on immediate, usable strategies noticing trigger signals, slowing the body down, communicating with more control, and repairing after conflict. That makes it especially useful for readers who are unlikely to be helped by abstract advice alone. Compared with many books in the parenting anger category, this one stands out for its practical framing and its refusal to treat anger as either shameful or inevitable. Instead, it presents emotional regulation as a learnable parenting skill tied directly to family relationships. For readers living with repeated frustration, the book offers a structured way to reduce conflict and create more predictable, emotionally safer interactions at home. Its value lies in translating a difficult topic into concrete habits that can be applied in the middle of real parenting stress, not just in moments of reflection. If you would like to support Ellie Anderson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.